Proclamation number 6411 of 25th of November, 1955. Your desire determines your Lord. With full hands I distribute, and everyone will be able to receive according to desire. But by the nature of your desire you also make the Lord incline to you, who shall bestow upon you. And thus you can also cause my adversary to consider you when you desire what is his. And therefore you should always subject your desire to scrutiny. You should become aware of what your desire is directed towards, so that you don't profess to belong to a Lord who harms you, who does not bestow a good gift upon you. So that you are also aware of the danger of handing yourselves over to that Lord who no longer releases you. Desire what brings you blessings, desire the goods which are imperishable, which I alone can distribute and want to distribute in abundance. What I want to give you must likewise be requested, the heart must desire it and I will fill it and truly not to its detriment, for what I give you are treasures of highest value, treasures with which you can work in the spiritual kingdom when all earthly things are behind you, when your actual life begins. What I give to you cannot be offered to you by other beings unless it has first been distributed by me. And thus you can acquire wealth of incomparable value on earth if only you exclude from your thoughts the one who has no spiritual possessions to show because he once gave away everything he was given by me and therefore no longer has a bond with me. Thus he will never be able to impart anything to you which will help you to heal your souls. He is separated from me and equally wants you to be separated from me. Therefore he will try to prevent everything that could result in a bond with me. And therefore he will try to direct your thoughts towards his kingdom, towards the earthly world, and entice you with its goods. He can and will give you earthly riches if he can take complete possession of you in return, but you determine this yourselves, for he cannot force you. He can only present his world to you in such an enticing way that you voluntarily attach yourselves to this world, that you only ever desire its goods and thereby also voluntarily submit yourselves to the Lord of the world. Your desire determines the Lord who considers you. Let this be said to you as a warning and admonition. If you want a life of eternal bliss to await you after your departure from earth, then also desire the imperishable goods. Direct your eyes towards the spiritual kingdom and know that there are no limits, that you may desire the treasures in abundance and that you will also be granted according to your desire. For I am always willing to give and you will never be given meagerly, because my love for you determines me to give you all, which wants to make you blissfully happy. I only try to wrest you from my adversary's shackles in order to make you happy, whereas he, in his unkindness, wants to block your path to me, because his nature is only hatred which also extends to you. For he is bar from all love. And for this reason alone you should not enter his nets. You should know that what he offers you can never be for your happiness, because he does not want to provide you with happiness but only seeks your subjugation. And if your will is good, you will also find no pleasure in the goods of this world. But you will always be happy if spiritual goods are offered to you. Make use of your earthly life and seek to enrich yourselves with spiritual treasures. Detach yourselves from the world and its Lord. Desire with all your senses to be bestowed by me, and you will be showered with gifts of my love in abundance. For everyone will receive according to desire. Amen.